Thickened to the viscosity of crude oil by months of outdoor labor. Amanda had always worked in an office before turning owner-builder, but she wasn't the type who hid out in the pickup truck with a clipboard and cell phone. More of an on-site operator, she was up and down ladders, schlepping material off trucks, sweeping up sawdust and tossing cutoffs into the dumpster. She'd inherited Jacob's neck on the little Peconic Bay 2 years earlier. The whole peninsula, and most of the peninsula next door, called Oak Point. In between was a lagoon, at the base of which was an abandoned factory owned by the company that owned all the property. Her father had owned the company, so that's how that happened. One thing she didn't own was my cottage or the land under it, which was at the tip of Oak Point. But she did own the house next door, where she'd been living since moving into the neighborhood. All the houses that came with her property had been built as rentals in the middle of the last century, single-story, asbestos-shingled, and modestly appointed. It took almost a year for her to figure out what to do with it all. Property values in Southampton had been heading skyward for years and showed no signs of abating, especially waterfront. There had been plans once by other people to bulldoze the whole thing, reconfigure the lots, and build 8,000-square-foot miniature mansions. There was even more demand for that sort of thing now, but Amanda had grown up in one of those rental homes. "I'm already set for a lifetime," she'd told me. "Do I want to obliterate part of my past so I can be set for two or three more?" Two of her places had become available for rehab when the renters moved out, giving her a chance to ease into the project. I helped her find a contractor and connected her with reliable surveyors and appraisers, but that was all either of us wanted me to do. We had enough to sort out without stirring money into the mix, especially since she had a lot of it and I had enough to maybe cover expenses for the next 2 or 3 months, after you factored in the cost of a meal at the big restaurant on Main Street. I was about to finish off my baked stuffed salmon when something over my shoulder made Amanda frown. "What?" I asked her. She looked back at me with a forced smile. "Nothing." I turned around and looked at the crowd thickening around the U-shaped bar. "Who?" I asked. "Nobody," she said, but then the frown came back. She reached for her wine glass. "Hell." I turned around again and saw Robbie Millhauser walking toward us. It was kind of a rolling walk, the consequence of the weight he carried around his waist, which he almost got away with because the rest of him was also pretty big. He would have had an ex-football player's physique if he had ever had the ambition to play football. Heavy arms, thick neck, and large hands. Wide shoulders stuffed into a blue blazer a size too small. Just north of 40, he had dark brown hair, which he wore long and shaggy, as if still in pursuit of his unsuccessful college career. Somewhere buried inside his hand was a Scotch in the Rocks. "Check out Amanda Battiston," he said, approaching our table. She sat back in her chair and looked up at him, pondering a response. "Robbie," she said in a voice you could use to make ice. "Can you believe her?" he asked me. "Most of the time," I said truthfully. "I drove by that job of yours over on Jacob's Neck," he said, as if that was a welcome event. "Good-looking lot." "We're doing our best," she said. "He working for you?" he asked her, pointing at me, then giving me the privilege of a glance. "I thought you were with Frankie." "I am, but I wouldn't call him Frankie." Robbie grinned at the thought of irritating Frank Entwistle, whose quiet, level-headed ways could fool you into thinking that would be a safe thing to do. "Roy really fucked the duck, didn't he?" Robbie said to Amanda. She gave a stiff little jolt I could feel transmitted through the table. Roy Battiston was Amanda's ex-husband. Roy, Robbie, and Amanda all went to Southampton High School together about 12 years after me. Roy had tried to take control of Amanda's inheritance before she even knew she had one, which was one reason he was now an ex, and also why the next place he'd graduate from was called Hungerford Correctional Facility. "Let's pick this up where it got left off," he said to Amanda, dropping his bulky frame.